Testing 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. Well, I think that there's a beginning and there's an end. And the beginning, we had it together, but then gradually we lost it. And that's what I'm here to talk about. Because I've failed to understand why, in this time of great calamity. Hey, this is Shadow.
I'm Smokey.
And I'm Thunder.
And this is Catscapes. All right, today on Catscapes, we haven't been around here for a while.
No, we've not had time.
We're gonna take some phone calls. We got a hero cat.
Yes. Well, it's like this. I've Pixie. I'm ashore here.
Yes, well, it's good to be with you. Well, what happened was this. I was outside, it was in November, 2 years ago, and the humans had to sleep, and I noticed that the baby in the nursery had sucked down a couple of grapes. And the baby was coughing and choking on these grapes.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So I decided to run up and down the hallway and until it woke the humans. And the humans came out and saw and went to the door.
So they figured they saw what happened? So they saw what happened, huh?
They decided to open the door of the nursery, yes.
Hey, that's pretty. So how come you didn't meow or anything like that?
That's not really my style, you know. Because sometimes you meow, and the humans just say, well, they're hungry, they want food, wait in the morning. They don't wake up. But when you're running around, it really attracts their attention. And so once the human came out the door, then I said, well, these dumbasses, but I said, okay, so then I raced toward Sophie's door. I raced toward the little girl's door. I raced toward April's door, and they whacked this kid's back, and she spit out the grapes. And
did they ever take it to the doctor?
Yeah, did they ever take it to the doctor?
I don't know. That's above my pay grade on that.
Okay, so we got this cat named Sophie, April. Wait, the cat's name is, your name is Pixie, right?
That's right, yes.
Okay, man, I think what we have here are the makings of a catscape. So we have the hero cat story, which is the story of Pixie saving the life of April in England.
That's why she's got that voice.
All right, interesting. Then we need How Dumb Are Dogs. Can I print this off? I wonder. Well, let's see here. Pixie, doting cat saves life of toddler. Notice they don't have any last names in these fucking stories, so who knows? But they do have a town in the United Kingdom. They do have a town in the United Kingdom, so copy. They have a picture of the woman. Blind rescue cat chases off intruder from owner's bedroom. Good Lord. She was living at a friend's house while nursing a broken heart, and she already had two cats. All right, let's see. Let me see. What is this? I'm doing this while the fucking debate, the vice president, and Jackie's watching the debate, and I'm like, I don't want to be bothered. So I'm producing this with the debate on, and I'm getting all these fundraising emails. Every time I try to get to the phone, here we go. All right, good. Let's print this off here. Print. That's an interesting little quirk of this printer. The Epson. I told you guys, you guys know how much I hated this fucking printer when I bought it. And I had to beat it into submission. I had to just ignore shit. You know, are you sure? Fuck you. You know that this doesn't take this size paper. Fuck you. you must press copy. Fuck you. I had to override all this bullshit till finally the fucking thing did what I wanted it to do. And you might think, well, just look at the instruction booklet, Phil. No. There are some people, tech writing, as I've often said, is a real specialty. Some people should take that. They should require that. Any of these companies, that anybody that writes a manual that is for the consumption of a consumer should have a degree in technical fucking writing, or at least part of a degree in technical writing. So finally, this motherfucker works. Okay, so now what we need is a How Dumb Are Dogs joke. Is there such a thing here as a cat telling you? It's not fair to label a breed dumb. Dogs are much stupider than we thought. New study finds. Well, I mean, I think what we should do is... here's a cat. How dumb are dogs? Yeah, there's a dog on our street. His name is Powderhead. Yeah, there's a dog on our street. You know. Let me see, man. So what do the cats do? When he goes chases the dogs and the birds and the ducks, they sneak over. The cats sneak over and get... a dish of food. The cats sneak over and drag and get, I don't know, what do they get? Some toys, like a ball. Into the dog's toy box. Well, they just sneak over, they eat out of his dish. They eat out of his dish. It's like a steak bone. Or the chicken that he's eating. Another one, how dumb are dogs? What do cats do? What do cats steal that people... and then there's a dog, another dog we know, Irwin, put on by the house. He didn't recognize us. He thought we were really a dog. There you go. That's dumb. Okay, I got it, man. So that's How Dumb Are Dogs, and then we have Sophie and Mike Sawyer's rescue cat, Pixie. And Pixie will be on the air with us tonight. You won't want to miss that. You won't want to miss a moment of Pixie on the air with us.
Yes, well, and you know.
Testing 1, 2, 1, 2. Test 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah, that's good enough. Test 1, 2. All right, here we go, man. Here we go. Here we fucking go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.